Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving them up on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man. Ain't God good? Yeah, he is. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody today that you got to keep pressing forward, man. I know it gets difficult out there sometimes, but you got to keep pressing forward. There's nothing else for you to do. The option of quitting, turning back, giving up, it cannot be there. The thoughts can pop into your head, but when they do, you got to pray about it. But you got to keep pressing forward. You got to keep it moving, man. I don't care how dark and dirty it get for you. You got to somehow summon it up within you to keep it moving, to keep pressing forward. Because the only way you're going to get it is you got to stay in the race. You know, you've heard it said 1,000 times, the race isn't given to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end. You got to stay with it. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is for you, but whatever it is, you got to stay with it. Because quitting don't let you see the end result. Giving up don't let you see the end results. Turning back don't let you see the end. The only way to see the end results is you got to finish the race. You got to stay in the race because the victory may be nearer than it seems. There's a poem I learned in college under some stressful situations. I'll just say it like that. There is a stanza in this poem called Don't Quit that says, often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Now, that's just a stanza in it. The poem is much longer than that. I know the whole thing because I learned it. But I've always remembered that poem, that the goal is often nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And oftentimes the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. But then he learns too late when the night came down, how close he was to the golden crown. And there's the last stanza of the poem says, it may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. That poem is really, it's an unknown author to the poem. So if you want to look it up, it's called Don't Quit. The author is unknown. They never knew who it was. But, you know, I'm talking to you today from the standpoint of encouragement. I want to show you an analogy that I tripped on this morning when I was thinking about something I wanted. And I was thinking, you know, okay, if you have a job, the way you have to do your job forces you to do this. So you can't just randomly do this on your job. A job forces you to plan ahead a little bit. You know, a job requires that you go through the procedures in order for something to happen that you want to happen. Example, you want a vacation. You have to put in for that vacation. And that's what it's called on your job. Just put in. You may dress it up some other way, but common sense. You have to put in. You got to do that because the job requires it. You got to put in for your vacation. If you want a promotion and you see it posted somewhere that we are now have a position opening, you got to put in for that. You just can't sit back and hope they pick you, because they're probably going to pick the person who wants it, who shows the initiative to go get it. So you have to put in for a promotion on a lot of jobs. If you want some days off, couple days here, couple days there, you got to put in for that. But all of these are things that you want. You want vacations. You want a day off here and there. You want some promotions. If you want a raise, you have to go in and request a raise. It requires an action on your part, on your job. And guess what? We've all accepted this is the way it's done. You want a raise? You have to put in for a raise. You want a raise? You got to go in and have a meeting and take a request so you can show your value to get the raise. You want a vacation time? You got to put in for that. And then they could tell you yay or nay. You want a promotion? Same thing. You want some days off? Same thing. Okay, that's the deal with your job. Well, that's the deal with your life, too. That exact picture that I painted for you that you're all so very much aware of, that you're very crystal clear on the rules and regulations that you have no problem following, them the same rules for your life. What you mean by that, Steve? You got to put in with God. You got to put in for what you want with God. And it's as simple as that. You put in. See? You know, you want some more of this, some more of that, you got to put in with God. You put in with your job. You go down there and ask that man what you want, and you ain't got no problem following the rules. Well, put in with God. What you want? What your list? What's your request? What do you really want? How much money are you really trying to make? Where you really trying to live? What kind of career and job would you really like to have? What kind of person would you really like to be? What type of family are you hoping and wishing for? Who is the person you want in your life? What type of person do you, what's the relationship you looking for? What you want, you got to put in for that. You got to put in, you got to go to God and put in for that. See, we'll follow the rules set up by us in a system, but we simple rules of putting in for your life, man. We don't even do that. I wish I would put in for a job and not put in for God. You got to be kidding me. You think this man that has this company has more to offer to you in terms of vacation promos and raises than God got for you for your life? Man, you keep putting too much faith in man. That's what's wrong with us. I sure hope he give me this raise. I sure hope. I don't even go to people with that. I go to God about it. Then God touch them people's hearts. Then when I walk in there, it's already done. That's how you capture this thing, folks. It's not a magic trick. It's just a real simple understanding. Why would you not put in with God if you're going to put in on your job? That don't make no sense. Where you get the job from? Where your job, where your boss get his position from? Where did this company come from? See, when you peel back the banana, it all make a lot of sense, don't it? It really does. And I'm just a common sense guy. You know, look, I don't have the education that a lot of people have. But I got a sure enough bunch of life experience, though. Oh, I've been getting smacked and knocked down the majority of my life. Oh, I may look good to you now out there, look like he got his shine going on. And I am grateful to God for my life that I got now, because this sure ain't the one I had. But I got news for you. It ain't the one I thought I was going to have until I put in for it. I ain't seen none of this until I put in for it. And you know, as I saw it shaping and forming, then I said, God, could that really be happening? I wonder if you could make me this. Lord, I was wondering, man, could I really have a syndicated radio show? Lord, I'm, make it happen. If it's in your will, I put in for it. I put in for it. Now, I'm working my tail off now because that's a part of it. See, but then God tells you that too. He says faith without works is dead. Oh, I'm working my behind off. But the big thing is I put in for it. So I got a bunch of more stuff that I done put in for God. I can't tell y'all what it is, but oh, Lord have mercy. I'm in line. I'm putting in for all the blessings that's due me. If there's a raise, if God's passing out a raise in blessings, I'm lined up. He passing out a promotion, he's going to promote some more blessings, I'm lined up. He want to send me on a bigger vacation, I'm lined up. He passing out extra checks down at the job, I'm lined up because I'm putting in. Why don't you put in too? Come on, y'all. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Steve Harvey Morning Show is on your radio right now. Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Monday.
Carla Farrell.
Good morning, Steve and the crew. What up, what up?
Junior boy.
Hey, morning, Unc. They Cleveland getting close.
Not close, though.
What's
up, Steve? I feel worse for you than I do Cleveland because you rooting. You are. This is the year you're really rooting.
Yeah.
You're in it, man.
Yeah, Jay. Jay,
I'm in it. Unc, you in it, man. Ain't he, Jay?
You're there.
Man, I got an argument on my talk show this week. Carmel Curves Motorcycle Club is appearing on my show. They from New Orleans. So one of the boyfriends was in the stand. He was my dude too, boy. Boy, me and him were talking trash all show long. And then I said, well, hey man, you know, I've had a good time with you, but you know, we're gonna be enemies this Sunday. No, I'm gonna be your enemy, Steve. I got love for you. I said, no, it's the Browns against the Saints. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
well, he
was
whatever.
Through
with it right
there. Dog, he knew right away. He said, well, whatever then.
Who that nation? Yeah.
He said, who that, baby? I said, hey, man, Browns. Man, Browns, look. Browns defense is playing some football. Man, we was there.
Y'all was there, Steve. Yeah.
Everybody playing. Who? Who is the kicker?
He need to be fired immediately.
How about the kicker need his ass kicked? How about that? No, that's a nice sign.
No, for real. That's a great sign.
That's a great sign.
I ain't never seen that. Like, man, this dude, this two games in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, he ain't, but he missing extra points and field goals.
Yeah, man.
There ain't nothing else for him to do.
Yeah.
Extra points and field goals. That's just your job.
Yeah.
Then you ain't got to come tackle drills. You ain't got to run with us. None of that.
And it was wide to the left, too. I mean, like, wide. Boy. Just wide.
Well, the only thing about it is Houston.
We didn't win either. You're right. Yeah.
Y'all ought to be depressed.
No. but can I say this?
Yes.
Did you hear what LeBron James said about Cleveland kicker?
No, I didn't.
He might need his ass whooped. That's LeBron James.
He said that.
Yeah. LeBron said Cleveland.
How about we let JR whoop his ass? Yeah.
LeBron James said he might need his ass whooped. He was mad too.
No, you be sitting there pulling, man. Now we from Cleveland, man.
No, y'all the same. Y'all the same.
Wow, LeBron.
You know what? It ain't funny, but then it's funny.
But it's very funny. It is hilarious, Jay. Hilarious. All right, listen. Coming up at 32 after the hour, we're going to find out what the crew did over the weekend, and we got to talk about Hurricane Florence, of course. We'll be back at 32 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, the aftermath of Hurricane Florence is just unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Catastrophic flooding could bring some of the worst destruction yet. It is not over. Floodwaters have breached levees. Rivers are cresting. Power outages. This slow-moving storm, Florence, battered the Carolinas, simply battered it. If you want to help those affected by Florence, please donate what you can to the Red Cross, okay? You can text Red Cross to 90999. Text Red Cross to 90999. Every bit helps. Whatever you have can help, and your help is needed right now. And, of course, thank you for that. But, yeah, and we're sending our prayers still to the Carolinas as well and
you know
everyone
what?
Affected by Florence.
You know, even with all the warnings,
yeah,
the water is more than they anticipated.
It's more than
they anticipated.
Because it was
even in areas who didn't have the evacuation, the mandatory evacuation, it's out to that those parts. And it's very... So, man, y'all hang in there, man. I know a lot of the power lines is down and probably a lot of you all don't have electricity or whatever, however you've been listening. But, you know, man, we're praying for you and we're pulling for you. You know, the best for our brothers and sisters, all of them down Virginia and the Carolinas and Georgia and all of that. But, man, just so, man, be smart out there.
Yeah, and wait, just because it's not raining, that's a thing that people make mistakes with too, Steve. If they think the storm is cleared and it's downgraded, then you can go out. No, you still have to listen to instructions from city officials because of the floodwaters.
Yeah.
You don't know where the roads are blocked. Now you're trapped. They can't get to you to rescue you. So stay at home. Stay safe until they say the roads are clear.
And there's so many people heading that way with pickup trucks and boats. I mean, man, just going, hey, man, we're going to go help some people. That's really, really a cool thing that you see.
We got some good people
see.
In the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're still here.
Yeah. Yep. Well, anyway, again, you can text Red Cross to 90999 if you want to help
hey,
with the donation.
Hey, am I missing something? Have we heard from the president on this?
Tweeting about the investigations.
He can't talk about this.
And he's still talking about Puerto Rico, too.
Yeah, he
he's still
got
talking
time
about
to worry
Puerto
about
Rico.
No flood.
And Manafort pled guilty. He got all that.
Yes. He got to get his life.
No. He wasn't a guilty plea. He was a brave man for not breaking.
Yeah.
But now he done started cooperating. What?
He's
he
nervous.
He got church mouth quiet.
Yeah, because he thought the president could possibly pardon him, which he still can, but, you know, that hasn't been talked about for a while.
No, he ain't got time to worry about the
pardon.
As they say back in the day, drop a dime. You know what drop a dime means?
Yeah, but see, if he pardoned him now.
Exactly.
It'll look bad.
It's too odd.
It'll
look bad.
Dog, it's crazy, but I think they got him on some state charges in Virginia. You can't get pardoned from state charges.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. And he trying to figure out how he going to snipe Giuliani. Because Giuliani keep talking so crazy.
Giuliani won't stop.
You know what, man? Giuliani, I think really he just old. And he just don't even realize what he said.
Don't put that on old now. As old, as being old, don't put that over there.
Well,
No.
It's so crazy because they
but
talk
he look,
about.
He look old though, Jay. He that other old.
Yeah.
What's but, other old, but
the one
you know,
Giuliani got?
You know, when your mouth started receding.
You know, over you your know, teeth?
Yeah, you know, your hairline has already gone back as far as it can go. It's back behind
the
ear.
That's the type
but
of
your teeth.
But once your mouth starts receding.
But when your words get real juicy, you know what I'm talking about?
Juicy mouth? Not juicy mouth, Jay. Yeah. But you know, they say he's one of the most brilliant lawyers.
Let me show you a brilliant statement.
Brilliant.
This is a brilliant statement right here. Yeah, he knew about the payments.
Boy, hey, dog. Hannity tried to go to commercial break. Hannity was looking around for paperwork. He couldn't believe, and he said it on Hannity's show. Yeah. That's no big deal. He knew about the papers. Yeah, he knew about it. Hannity said, you're saying he knew about the payments? Gave him a chance to back out?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, when Fox think you stupid, you stupid.
You got to go to commercial. No, Jay, when Fox got to go to commercial,
because you done said something stupid.
Really?
Your butt is stupid.
You stupid.
You know, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is that his name? Yeah. He's thinking about doing a presidential bid in 2020.
I'm going to vote for him. Uh-huh. I like him.
Off, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. We might need that right now.
No, he's aggressive.
He's very aggressive.
No, he's
aggressive. Our president.
Yeah.
Trump got troubles ain't nobody had in a long time. Two strippers and a black woman. Man.
Boy.
Boy.
You crazy.
Boy. You can't even dream of that, man.
You can't dream of that.
Them two hard problems to solve.
Them two problems right there. Two strippers and a black woman.
And a black woman. Yeah, you stupid.
It sounds like a porno flick, don't it? It really do, though. It does.
Yeah.
It's just utterly.
It is.
I mean, what's happening right now? You can't even. I mean, I haven't heard from him on this flood.
He tweeted, because
he's talking about FEMA and help is on
the
way.
Well, he denied the deaths in Puerto Rico.
He's been denying the deaths in Puerto Rico. And he said, the last thing I think he said, or the last thing I saw, he said, only 5 dead in the Carolinas. At that moment, it was like 11 already.
But see, right here, though.
It's more than that.
Only 5.
But it's more than,
He doesn't understand.
The truth.
You can't say it's only 5 when the 5 belong to somebody.
Right.
See, them ain't just 5. It's 5 somebody's to somebody. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're just saying not statistics and not numbers. These are people.
But
his
lie count has gone up anyway. It was 4,000, Steve.
No. He told 5,000 lies last week.
Yeah.
He bet 5,000, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, coming up next. Wow, we're going to talk about this situation going on in Dallas. The family of Botham Jean says Dallas PD is trying to smear his good name. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, Miss Ann will be here. She's going to give us an update on Hurricane Florence's aftermath. But first, Steve, last week, you remember, we had our friend and family member on, attorney Benjamin Crump. He was our special guest. He came on to talk about the investigation of the murder of 26-year-old Botham Jean. He's the black man who was fatally shot in his own apartment by Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. The family of Botham Jean says Dallas PD is trying to smear Jean's good name.
You know, I read something about this. They're saying that they found weed in his house.
Yeah.
Apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Look, man, I don't know why you in there investigating him anyway.
Yeah.
He's not a criminal. He didn't commit a crime. Having weed in your house is not a death sentence.
Thank
because
you.
I don't care if he came to the door with the joint in his mouth.
Hello.
He ain't supposed to get shot.
Right.
And die.
Not die. No. No.
Man, you know how many times police officers have caught somebody smoking with smoke in the car? It's so crazy. You know, I watched him book her. Mm-hmm. That's on social media, her booking
process.
Oh,
her video, mm-hmm. Amber Geiger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going in, you know. But, you know, man, I mean, so far, you know, she's at least been arrested, charged.
Charged with manslaughter, yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, you know, we got something here.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Officer Amber Geiger, as we all know, we're just talking about it, killed Botham Jean when she walked into his apartment, allegedly thinking it was her own, she says. She thought Jean was a burglar. His relatives were outraged when police set a search of Jean's apartment. He's a 26-year-old accountant now. They searched his apartment, police did, turned up about a third of an ounce of marijuana, a third of an ounce of marijuana and other items, a third of an ounce. And the family's attorney says that has little or no connection to the investigation of Jean's death. Now, there it is.
None at
what
all.
Does that have to do with her killing?
Jay got, an ounce? Yeah. Nothing.
Jay got that under his finger.
That, and it won't get you through the weekend. That's for damn sure. A third of an ounce. That, man.
Jean's family says police are trying to
God, law and orders.
Wait, Charlie,
two law and orders and a pizza, you out. You done, man.
Are you quite done?
I'm sorry.
Two law and orders.
Are you done?
And a Diet Coke. You are done, son. You ain't got nothing.
The family says that police are trying to paint him as a criminal. They are also angry. This is a part that angered me as well. They're angry that this information got released the day that they funeralized Botham Jean.
Yeah.
The day of his funeral?
Yeah.
That's so disrespectful.
That was by design. You cannot tell me that was a mistake. The family's attorneys would like Officer Amber Geiger fired from the Dallas Police Department and for her toxicology report to be released. All right? Mm-hmm. Where's her toxicology?
Raid her house. Yeah. Let's see what's in her house.
Yeah.
You ain't got to fire, but she got to go to jail for this.
You're right.
No, I want her to do time.
Yeah.
Same thing would happen if a black police officer went up to a white woman's house, knocked on the door. She came to the door, and he went, I'll be damned. I thought this was my place. Pow, 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 and kills this woman. What would happen to him?
What?
This is what should happen to her.
Is that a question?
Yeah. Yes, Steve.
Is that a question, Steve Harvey? Yeah. Really?
You know what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both of John's life matters.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for the police to have released this information on the day of his funeral, you agree with the family. It's like they are trying to smear his reputation. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's exactly what they're doing.
No, there's no excuse for what she did, okay? Yeah. Stop trying to make excuses for what she did.
Right. And it's crazy because this is not her saying this. This is her counterparts in the department
trying to fix it,
who are trying to set as much as they can in place for her.
Yep.
And that's just crazy, man. This is open and shut. Yeah. What's so crazy, man, is when it's open and shut. Period.
How we you would think
done wrong and become the victim.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's not fair.
But that happens to all of us.
Mm-hmm. That's how we recognize it. So
it's not a pattern. It's Trayvon, same thing.
Yeah.
Mike Brown, same thing. They smear their names.
Hold up. Have you heard? This dude, Zimmerman, is at, you know, where they had the little rallies for white supremacists. They be having Confederate flags. He signs all Confederate flags. They have a thing where he signs Skittles now.
Yeah, and I saw that.
Wait a minute. What, Steve?
He signs boxes of Skittles.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's
like
what Trayvon autograph? Went to the store to get.
That's what Trayvon went to the store to get.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Some iced tea and some
Skittles.
That's
right. You're right.
So you have two ignorant people, the people who want it signed and him signing it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm more mad at the people who actually want it signed.
Oh, man, but, you know, it's them, though.
This is
all you got to do is look at the photos and see who it is. It's them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's them. We know. The hate mongers.
Yeah, it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them.
Right.
And all of this you're saying, this is why Colin Kaepernick, this is why all of these cases
has
consistent.
Right.
But see, and here's the sad part. I was listening to Shannon.
Shannon Sharp.
Uh-huh.
And he made a great point. He say, people can beat their wives, come back in the NFL. Mm-hmm. People can kill dogs and come back to the NFL. But he kneel, he can't come back to the NFL.
Right.
Don't believe
it.
Right.
True.
Yeah. That's so true.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's bad. But
it's a reflection of who we have running this country.
Right. But hats off to Nike.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely, Steve. All right, coming up in the entertainment news, weekend box office, The Predator is the number one movie in the country.
She did it again.
The Predator.
She did it again.
What are you talking about, Jay?
George Wallace Mama. She was great in that movie.
And the primetime Emmys are tonight on NBC. Right after this.
You're terrible.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The 70th annual Primetime Emmys are set to air on NBC with Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost, and Michael Che hosting. Game of Thrones, one of our favorite shows of all times, leads the pack with 22 nominations.
Wow.
22.
Is the new episode back out yet?
2019.
Okay.
Just let me know.
Did I say Michael Che? Michael Shea.
Same thing.
Anything hosting. For power.
You know what? No. Not yet.
They be overlooking
power.
They do. That's what
they snub power.
50
all
Cent
the time.
Is always mad about that. Absolutely.
He's
every
right.
image. Yeah,
he's
he is.
Right.
He is.
Right.
Anyway, Game of Thrones leads the pack with 22 nominations, and they will be back next year, Steve, in 2019.
All right, y'all, let me know.
We will.
But I want to know when it's over.
Oh, so next year's the last year. Yeah, next year's the last year for it.
Yeah, I probably ain't going to be able to watch it until I go on vacation, though.
Powell gets snubbed all the time.
And it's one of the best shows on TV.
It's as good as the Chapmans. You're absolutely right.
I agree.
I mean, Jay, promote yourself, Jay. Promote yourself, sir.
I have nothing to say to that.
Chapmans is the worst thing we've ever done.
Whoa.
It's one of the worst.
Why do you think, Steve, because of the writing or the acting or both?
I think of all of it combined.
Oh, gosh. All right, Westworld and Saturday Night Live each have 21 nominations, and here's some of the other nominations. Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, Anthony Anderson, of course, for Blackish. Donald Glover, Childish Gambino for Atlanta. You know he stars in that.
Does he have an EGOT, Shirley? I mean, like, Emmy?
I don't know. John Legend does. John Legend does.
Yeah. No.
You mean
Donald Glover?
No.
No.
Best Lead Actress Comedy Series, Issa Rae for Insecure, Tracee Ellis Ross for Blackish, Best Lead Drama, congratulations, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, and this is Tommy's guy right here, Jeffrey Wright for Westworld.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that boy is so, but he's such a good actor.
He's so good. Yeah, he's so good.
He really is.
Yeah. Best Comedy Series, Blackish and Atlanta, Best Drama, Game of Thrones, This Is Us, and Westworld. That's a tough category right there. Wow.
I'm already upset.
Yeah, ahead, sure. And in the Creative Emmys, don't forget I told you, Steve, Kenan Thompson won for Saturday Night Live.
Because of me. Because I'm all he got.
Wait a minute.
Fat ass ain't got another nobody he can imitate.
He got nobody else.
It's just me. I've made his whole
And what I don't understand, there is a thin black guy on the show, but they let him do it. I don't get it.
Fat boy.
You ain't never been that fat.
Ain't y'all partners up?
Who? He used to be on the on you your show Kenan. On your TV show. All
oh,
the time.
Not really.
Yes, you are. All right, another entertainment news.
Yeah, man, we're really cool.
The Weeknd. Yeah, you are.
That's funny though.
The Weeknd box office report.
He get an Emmy cause of me though. Man, you wait till I send
that
him
should be your Emmy. You should.
Hey man, you want to send that on over here where it belong.
You should tweet him up.
I should tweet that.
Don't say anything, Jay, after I say this. Do not say anything, and I mean it.
She did a good job. That's all I
said. The Predator is the number one movie, okay? The number one movie. Brought in $24 million. White Boy Rick, the movie about...
Oh, that was a really good movie.
Yeah, you saw
really?
That one.
Yeah.
About really the drug good. Informant. That came in fourth, making $8.8 million. All right, Steve, it is time to get the latest. Yeah, time to get the latest on Hurricane Florence and the rest of today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody, and good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. The death toll as a result of Hurricane Florence has now risen, with now 18 people confirmed dead, and the rising waters due to what is now Tropical Depression Florence, it's been downgraded, soaking nevertheless wide swaths of southeastern and central North Carolina. In fact, authorities say they've actually had to close some shelters and move the storm victims to other shelters further inland. It's still raining, so the flooding is expected to persist until midweek. So it's a very, very bad situation there. Still raining. Meanwhile, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is refusing to step down, despite a probe underway into his handling of government resources.
I have a very critical and important role to make sure that this government works on the nation's worst day through continuity of government.
And Brock Long tells NBC's Meet the Press that he has not been asked to step down by the head of Homeland Security, and he's not going anywhere. The woman who's accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of trying to force himself on her when they were in high school has come forward. Her name is Christine Ford. She is a professor at a college, and she tells the Washington Post that Kavanaugh allegedly pinned her to a bed and tried to remove her clothing. Kavanaugh denies it. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Chuck Grassley, says he wants to talk separately with both Kavanaugh and his accuser, Ms. Ford, ahead of this Thursday's scheduled vote on Kavanaugh's nomination. Meanwhile, the ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein, says she'd like the FBI to investigate the allegations before any vote is taken. Employees at McDonald's have announced a lunchtime strike today at franchises in at least 10 cities around the country. It's a protest against sexual harassment on the job and how it's handled by management. Workers are calling for anti-harassment training and a lot of other things in line with that. But officials at McDonald's say it already has policies in place to deal with sexual harassment, but they say they'll work harder to make those policies better. U.S. Census figures show that there are more foreign-born people in the United States than ever before now. Officials say the largest group of newcomers is from Asia, not South America. The figures show that 13.7% of all residents here were not born here. That's 44.5 million people, the highest number since the census of 1910. And the data show that these new immigrants are better educated than previous newcomers. And again, they mostly come from Asia and Asian countries, not South America. Tops of the box office this weekend, the reboot of the movie Predator.
That's the thing that killed my man.
Alien.
Yeah, Alien. Predator brought in $24 million. The Nun was number two. Here's up, Steve Harvey Nation. We're back. Find out if Uncle Steve's smarter than his nephew. Back in 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we will tell you how to help and give back to those in the Carolinas affected by Hurricane Florence. But first, in political news, Steve, now, you remember when President Trump praised his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, flipping or for snitching on him? Remember that? Yeah. Well, Manafort just flipped, okay?
Like in the Soul Circus?
He pleaded guilty and will now cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller. So there you go. And another trial set to start next week. Manafort.
See, they now it's jacked up because Manafort has admitted to laundering money, being at the meeting that everybody else was at concerning the Russians, bank accounts, fraud, tax evasion. Hey, man, all this is jail time.
Dang like a bird.
Now, what is it? It's all jail.
All this jail time. I ain't said nothing to you where they give you probation.
He got a probation charge. You're right.
No, all these charges. You damn near ain't got everything except treason stuck on you. So what happens, though, is Mueller is going to give him some considerations before sentencing based on what he said. Now, his lawyers would have had to have said to the Mueller team, hey, look, I know we're going to sentence him, but you might want to hear, he might have some information very helpful to you.
Right.
What's he got? Well, we got something, but we need a deal. Well, will you cooperate? Now, he still don't know how much time he's going to get, but what they ain't finna do, they're going to find out what you can tell them and what you'll testify to. Because once you start telling them, you have to agree to testify.
Yeah. Because trust them, they're after the big fish.
Yeah,
right.
They
give you your sentence.
Tell me something good.
Because you ain't making a deal with somebody.
Tell me.
They want Donald J. Trump Jr. Donald J. Trump.
Nah.
That's who they want.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
But you know,
hey, y'all got a second? I just want to say something.
Manafort is facing 7 counts of foreign lobbying violations and witness tampering in federal court in Washington.
Witness tampering.
Ain't none of that probation.
Witness tampering? That's right
probation.
Up there with kidnapping, partner. Oh, that high. Witness tampering affecting the judicial system?
Coming up, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than
Junior?
Yeah. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Residents in North Carolina have major river flooding and possible tornadoes from Hurricane Florence. Florence has caused historic flooding. Some of the heavier bands of rain have now shifted toward Fayetteville, Charlotte, and Raleigh. We are praying for our friends and neighbors on the southeast coast of the country, and you can help people that are affected by the hurricane by donating what you can. You can text Red Cross to 90999. That's text Red Cross to 90999. Please know that every bit helps. Your help is needed right now.
That's right. You got to help our
folks. And thank you so much. Y'all. Yeah, we love you. We're praying for you.
Absolutely. Need
y'all. Carolinas. Yeah. Yes.
All right, so do we have time now, Steve, for a quick round of Are You Smarter Than... Well, we'll do Junior today. Steve and Junior.
I want to play.
No.
Mm-mm. It's going to be Steve and Junior.
Yeah.
Not you, Jay. You play
At least make it competitive.
Yeah. We like it when you play against Tommy, Jay.
You don't really care how you answer.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Tommy was so happy for the rest of the
because he won.
Team Tommy, baby.
No, he hadn't won in a month.
Yeah, what I do, man?
President and CEO of Team Tommy. Team you Tommy. Came through, baby. You came
you
through.
You did it for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys ready?
Let me see. I know that one.
I know that one. He said, ooh. Well, you said, ooh.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's get it.
Where on your body would you place AirPods?
Ears?
Ears.
What U.S. city has a famous street known as the Strip?
Vegas.
Which breakfast cereal uses their Magically Delicious as their slogan?
Lucky Charms.
In the movie Friday, which comedian starred as Big...
Chris Tucker.
Which comedian starred as Big Worm?
Faison.
Who is the female DJ for the legendary rap group Salt and Pepper? Which comedian was...
Spinderella.
Which comedian was the original host of Def Comedy Jam?
Cheryl Underwood.
Which iconic author wrote the novel Roots?
Alex Haley.
Whitney Gilbert was a character on what 90s sitcom?
Different World.
Which legendary king of comedy is from St. Louis?
Cedric the Entertainer.
Which animated Disney movie is about a fish that was
Nemo.
Lost? What is a sombrero?
I hate him.
Yeah, he won. Yeah.
Look, quit tallying. He just... Unc, you just gave it
you
to me today.
Show up,
yeah, he won.
I tried to,
up,
but I was... He was so fast.
He answered the question twice and then got it right.
He did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna tell you something for real. I'm gonna bite you.
Yeah, you know, whatever. That's... I'm from Cleveland. That's how I fight.
In the forehead, you used to say.
Hey, let me tell you. Just going to be two big bit.
Big bit.
No, I'm trying not to cut.
Get it out, man. Yeah. You can do it.
I'm trying not to cut.
But I know what you was going
to
say, though.
I was trying to edit it while I was saying it.
All right. Let me get through these answers quickly, please, and I'll tell you who won. Officially, Steve. Okay, where on your body would you place AirPods, ears? What U.S. city has a famous street known as the Strip? Las Vegas, Steve. Which breakfast cereal uses their Magically Delicious as their slogan? Lucky Charms. Steve, you were right. In the movie Friday, which comedian starred as Big Worm? That would be Faison Love, Jr. Who is the female DJ for the legendary rap group Salt and Pepper? Spinderella. Steve was right again. Which comedian was the original host of Def Comedy Jam? That would be Martin Lawrence, Steve. Which iconic author wrote the novel Roots? Alex Haley, Steve. Whitney Gilbert was a character in what 90s sitcom? A Different World, Junior. Which legendary king of comedy is from St. Louis? Cedric the Entertainer, Steve. You better have gotten that one right. Which animated Disney movie is about a fish that was lost, Finding Nemo?
That's what
Steve.
I was mad about.
Yeah.
He knew that.
And I did ask the question, but we ran out of time. What is a sombrero?
You couldn't believe I knew
I couldn't
Nemo.
Believe you knew that. I couldn't get it out, but the fact your ass knew it.
All right. The score is Steve won 7-3.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, we knew he won, right?
I said he knew Finding Nemo.
Coming up next, we'll do a prank for today with Junior filling in for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, we just played another round of Are You Smarter? This time it was Junior. The nephew's out today. Steve won 7-3.
Yeah.
He crushed
me today.
Yeah. Which was your most surprising one, Junior?
He knew Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah. I asked the question, which animated Disney movie is about a fish that was lost. And Steve said,
the fact I didn't really know it,
Steve
but the
did.
Fact he spit it out. Yeah. It wasn't no hesitation. Which fish they look Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute.
Why would he even know that?
Why would
hey, dog, ain't even seen the movie Fridays.
No.
Comedian? Chris Tucker.
Chris, man.
Then you slowed it down and said, Big Worm, I wanted to go. Chris Tucker.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, that was Faison Love.
He ain't an Alex Taven type dude.
All right, here we go. Coming
he
up,
ain't that fit that.
I really like Junior's losing styles. I really do, man. I mean, because
it's refreshing.
It is. What's that color?
It's refreshing.
Because when Tommy lose, he don't want to play no more.
All right, let's move on, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, 4 years later, I'm still his girlfriend.
All right.
But right now, Junior's in for the nephew with the prank for today. What you got now? What you got, Junior?
Oh, y'all ain't know?
What?
Muscle Marvin. Here it is. Run it, cat.
You got it, though.
Your best impression of the nephew right
now, what
there.
What do you do? I want to represent him well.
Hello, this is Marvin.
I'm trying to reach Muscle Marvin.
Yeah, this is me. What's cracking?
Hey, you the guy that do the training up there at the gym?
Yeah, what's up? Trying to get in one of my classes or something?
Okay, what kind of classes you got?
Well, let me see. I got aerobics, martial arts, and I got bodybuilding classes. So it's really by whatever you want to do.
Okay. You teach martial arts too?
Yeah, I'm a third degree black belt, man. I've been doing martial arts before I started the bodybuilding or whatever.
Okay. No, I ain't trying. Okay, listen. My wife actually been coming to that gym for at least 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
Now, the problem that I'm having, man, is that I wanted to call and just be a man and call and specifically talk to you. But my wife is telling me that when she come to the gym, that Muscle Marvin is always asking her about personal training, trying to get her to pay for personal training and be in one of your boot camp classes.
Whoa, hold up, homie. Hey, man, check this out, man. I don't ask people to train them. People ask me to train them. I got 3 classes in each thing that I do, bruh. I got too many folks already, man. I spend most of my time trying to get a break, man. What are you talking about? I'm asking somebody to train.
My wife is telling me, man, when she come up to the gym, it's hard for her to work out because Muscle Marvin is, you know, always hounding her, you know, flexing. You taking your shirt off. People ain't supposed to be taking their shirt off in the gym. You got your chest, your just jumping from side to side. You know, I don't know what all this about. You know what I'm saying? But I'm calling you as a man to tell you this right here. This right here finna stop, man.
Oh, hold on, man. Watch the way you talking to me, bro. I done already told you, man. I don't be asking nobody to train. And as a matter of fact, man, who is your wife? Understand, it's a gym and women come through here every day, bro. Bruh, I don't know who is your wife specifically.
My wife is Corin. Corin. All right, and I told you earlier, I'm Jason. We the okay? And the problem is that you running up on my wife, man.
Hey.
Now, I don't know if you ain't, I don't know what the deal is, you attracted to her or what, but you keep running up on her about, you know, taking personal training, getting personal training from you. She don't need all that, but she can't even come up there and work out by herself.
Because
you flexing all the
Jason,
damn time, man.
Now, you tripping, man. I done told your I don't know who your wife is, but you're starting to run me hot. Listen, man, I don't know who your wife is. I don't know no Corin. I don't even know
it's
you,
Corin.
Man.
It's Corin. C-O-R-I-N. Corin, man. Corin.
You telling me you calling me like a man? If you want to be a man, bring your up here to where I'm at, man. All you got to do is come up here, and you can talk to me in my face since you a man, because only cowards talk over the phone.
Okay,
all
well, let me explain something to you, man. I'm not your coward. I'm finna tell you this here, Mr. Muscle Marvin.
You know where I'm at. It's your wife train up here. I ain't asked your wife to do nothing, man. You done lost your mind. Hey, check this out, bruh. Bruh, watch the way you handle me.
No, you watch the way you handling me and the way you running up on my wife. I tell you what, here go your warning, Muscle Marvin. Let my wife come on one more time telling me you got your jumping all in the mirror, got your shirt off instead of running up on you. I'm coming up there to this gym and I'm whooping your. I don't give a damn how many muscles you got.
You coming to where? Check this out, man. I'm at right now. Bring your tired up here and your wife, and anything you got to do with me, we can do right now. What you got to wait till the next time for, when you can bring your raggedy up here, your $2.05 up here right now, and we can take care of this issue right now, bro. Because I don't run from nothing. I ain't scared of nothing but Jesus. So whatever you talking about, partner, let's get it cracking, man. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow for what you can do today.
I don't care nothing about your martial arts, man. I don't care nothing about no Bruce Lee. I don't care nothing about none of that.
I don't give a damn about no martial arts either. We gonna go to the hood with this.
We gonna take it to the then. Wherever we gotta take it. But you ain't finna be running up on my wife, man, about your damn bodybuilding.
Man, I done told you for the last time that I don't know who your wife is. I deal with women all day long. This a gym. I don't walk around here with my shirt off. I got on a damn t-shirt.
So why is my wife telling me you the one running up on her, flexing you with all your muscles and all this, man? Why, Mr. Muscle Marvin?
Because I flex when I finish lifting. If you would know what a muscle really look or feel like, you would understand the process of that. But obviously, since I don't ever see your little 22-pound up here, we don't know that area.
Don't you tell me about muscles. I got muscles, too, Muscle Marvin. Now, I might not be in the gym flexing them every day, but I got muscles, too.
You got muscles?
You don't know what you're dealing with, boy. I'm benching 185. You hear me?
You benching 185?
I'm benching 185. I got muscles, too, Mr. Muscle Marvin. You're going to quit disrespecting me when I'm not at the gym. Run up on my wife, man. You hear me?
I disrespect people who disrespect me. You call me with this, man. I told you in the very beginning, I didn't know who your wife was. Now you started trying to make me know somebody I don't know, bro. I don't have time for this.
I'm going to whoop your slow-talking if you run up on my wife again.
I'm going to get on phone with your ignorant, because it's obvious you a coward. You ain't no man, because you just took the offer when I told you to bring your little up here, and we could have figured this here out in person. You want to talk fly over the phone, get up off your and come down here to and we can take care of this right now. You ain't got to make no threats over the phone, bro. Bring your little up here to where I'm at. You ignorant. I don't feel like that. I got too much other to do. Get off the phone.
Hey, man, I got something else I need to say to you. Would you listen to me?
Bruh, don't do yourself like that. It's going to be a misunderstanding, and you ain't prepared to handle it.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening?
I'm listening. I'm listening for you to say you got your 185-pound on your way down here to so we can take care of this here.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
You said what?
Hello?
Man, what did you say?
Muscle Marvin.
Oh,
Muscle
man.
Marvin, you all right, man?
Oh, man, you good. You good, homie. You good.
Muscle Marvin, I got you.
Man, I'm going to slap out there on one of these 45-pound dumbbells when I see this. Man, man, y'all tripping, man.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Huh? There it is.
Boy, you the greatest.
Too much. Come on now.
Boy, you the greatest.
September. Where you going to be at, man? Where you going to be at?
September 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th.
How do you do it?
That's what I do. I do prank.
But how?
Well, hold on, know what that is. September 28th, 29th, 30th. Zanis, Nashville, here I come. Nephew coming to town. Ignat come once a year.
All right, Junior, thank you. Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. Again, the subject, 4 years later, I'm still his girlfriend right after this.
He gonna cuss me out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The aftermath of Hurricane Florence is catastrophic. You can help people that were affected by the disaster, big or small, and by donating to the Red Cross. You can text Red Cross to 90999. Every bit helps. We've been saying that all morning. If you have anything that you can donate financially, please do. Text again. It's Red Cross to 90999. Yeah. Your help is needed. And thank you for that. And right
text
now,
the word Red Cross so people won't get confused. We actually need
okay.
you to text
the word Red Cross. Red Cross.
To help
okay.
out. Right.
Mm-hmm. REDCROSS.
That's it.
Red Cross. 90999. I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
No damn reason.
REDCROSS.
Arbor Edict.
I've never heard
Did y'all see? Did y'all see Al Sharpton spelling respect?
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He kind of messed it up a little bit.
ICT.
J. Anthony Brown texted me about that one. Yeah.
Red was up in it. R-E-S-P-S-Q-A-T.
Element of P. All right, right now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, that would be M-O-R-E-J. Submit your strawberry letter
now
to...
Now you're back with it, huh?
Submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. All right? Come on, Junior.
All right, here it is. It's that time. Shirley Strawberry with our strawberry letter.
Subject. 4 years later, I'm still his girlfriend. Yeah, Junior's on one today.
I love her.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm stuck. I've read your book, Steve, and I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. In the 4 years, we've bought a home and had lots of beautiful vacations together. We're under 30 years old, and we have a solid relationship. He provides, protects, and professes his love for me. So why, after 4 years, I still don't have an engagement ring? I haven't given him my all yet because there are certain benefits that only a wife can give to her husband. He's not my husband. I never feel bad for reminding him when he complains about me holding back. When I drop hints about us moving to the next step in our relationship, he says that I'm going to have to be patient and pressuring him is not good. I was furious this summer when he went out and bought a jet ski for over $2,000. That was money he could have used on my diamond ring. I get with my girlfriends and they make me feel even worse and put even more pressure on me for not having a ring yet. Our wedding colors are picked out. We have a church and reception place in mind. We have talked about who we'd want in our bridal party, and we picked out a beautiful honeymoon location. Am I overthinking this and stressing myself for no reason? Should I just give it time and or leave him now and stop putting my life on hold? He should know by now what he wants. Please help me. Well, I mean, apparently he doesn't know right now, or he's not ready right now, or if he was ready right now, he would have done it. I mean, you guys live together. You've made purchases together, major purchases like a house. That's what married people do. You guys go on vacation together. You all may as well be married. I mean, you do all the things that married people do. Without the benefits, meaning the ring and the MRS and all of that you desperately want. What I'm saying is, why are you doing all this and you're not his wife? Why? I mean, where's his incentive to marry you right now? He's still young. You guys are both still under 30 years old, you're saying. You say you have a solid relationship, but you're not getting what you want. You say he provides, he professes, and protects, like Steve says in the book. But you guys have bought a home together, so you're feeling like the next step is marriage. You're already like a wife to him. You're going to have to pull up a little bit or maybe in his case put out a little bit. I don't know. You're saying you're holding back. You weren't specific, but by holding back, do you mean you're not having sex with him, but you guys have bought a house together?
Ain't nobody bought you no house without me.
This is not making sense to me. I was just going to say that, Steve. This is not making sense to me. He's definitely not ready. You guys are young, under 30. He still has some more fun to have with his over $2,000 jet ski. You know, he wants to play on that some more. You didn't say it, but the holding back part, that is a big puzzle in here. You've left a lot out. So if you're ready now and he's not, you guys, you are stuck because you bought a major purchase with him. So, you know, to get him to marry you, it is going to be a struggle now. I mean, you know, take your equity out and move on. You know, that's one option that you have, but I don't think you want to do that. I think you want what you want, but the timing is just not right. Steve?
If you've been with a man for 4 years and you live with him and you all done bought a house, there's a thing called common law marriage. So you're entitled to everything that a wife is entitled to at this point. Now, You ask in this letter, in 4 years, we bought a home, had lots of beautiful vacations together. We're under 30 years old, got a solid relationship. He provides, protects, and professes his love with me. So why after 4 years do I still not have an engagement ring? You're missing. He hasn't professed it fully. He protects for you. He provides for you. But the professing part is you thought in the book I said that means that a man says he loves you. No, I explained to you how we lay claim to women, how we claim you all as ours. Not in terms of property, but I'm just saying how we make you mine. We make you my ours with titles. Now, you don't have the title you want. Now, you want to know if you want to know if you're overthinking this. No, you're overthinking this. But you all, ladies, you keep making the same mistake over and over and over. See, y'all keep doing married duties without having the man purchase them or pay for them. You're doing all the wifely duties, but he ain't got to do nothing to get them. All he got to do is move in with you, sleep with you. It's got to be more than that. See, here's where you all keep stuck. Why after 4 years don't I have an engagement ring? I haven't given him my all yet because there are certain benefits that only a wife can give to a husband. He's not my husband. I don't even know why you put that in there. You all in. Y'all sleeping together. All right, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what's wrong here. I have the answer.
And we'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's recap today's strawberry letter, Steve. Subject, 4 years later, I'm still his girlfriend. Let's get part two of your response.
All right, 4 years later, this girl is mad because she's still the dude's boyfriend. They've been together 4 years. Girlfriend. They done bought a house together. Excuse me, girlfriend. Bought a house together, beautiful vacations. They under 30. She says he provides, protects, and professes his love for me. When a man professes his love with you, it's not just I love you. It comes with titles. It's like promotions. So why after 4 years don't I still have an engagement ring? Because you haven't required one yet. You have not required an engagement for these actions to occur. Now, see, the mistake, like I told you, that y'all keep doing is y'all keep doing all these married duties without him having to purchase the married duties. Now, whatever it is you're talking about you holding back in this letter, it obviously ain't enough to make him marry you. So whatever you holding back, he good. Just thought I'd bring that up.
That's a great point, Steve. It's a great point. She needs to hear that.
Yeah, he's not my husband. I never feel bad for reminding him when he complains. And then she talking about his soul. And then she says, I haven't given him my all yet because there are certain benefits that only a wife can give to her husband. He's not my husband. Like I said, Leah, I don't know what you're holding back. Obviously, whatever you're holding back ain't enough for him to say, hey, marry me so I can get the rest of this. You're already giving plenty. So why don't I have an engagement ring yet? You ready? Because he has everything he wants already. He don't need to give you a ring. He has what he wants. Can we be okay with that? I mean, this is an open and shut case to me. Now, your problem is, when I drop hints about moving to the next step in our relationship, he says that I'm going to have to be patient, and pressuring him is not good. It's not good for him. So don't pressure him. See, ladies, you can get a lot more of what you want by just pressuring yourself. You don't have to pressure a man. If a man ain't good with it, just say, hey, look, let me step to the side until you decide what you really want to do. Because I'm not playing house with you anymore. So now I ain't pressuring you. You can stay here in this house. I'm not paying no more money on this thing. I want to sell it because I want my half back out. And you're not sleeping with me no more in that bed right there. And I'm not cooking no more food. It ain't no problem. I'm not pressuring you. You don't have to ask me to marry you. But I'm going to stop sitting up in here acting like we married. And then you never give me what I want. I'm going to my mama's house. Call me when you want to go to the next level. Now, that most women are not going to do because they're afraid of losing a man. But you ain't you don't have the one you want right now.
And it's so terrible because they have this major purchase together. They have a house together.
Yeah, right. But you can get out of that. And no, that's yours. I'm telling you, the woman going to win in that. You ain't cheated on the dude, nothing like that. Oh, he going to lose. He got to get that house up. Now, that's your house, and he'll be paying for it.
Oh, my God. Preach it, Steve.
Yeah.
You woke up, Jay. You woke up the sleeping giant.
He hit a nerve with that one, boy.
Oh, my God. Preaching Steve.
He keeping it 100, Jay.
He preaching 100, 101.
What do you know about this, Jay?
I've lost some houses. Woo. Jesus Christ, man.
Now she
I could start a small community with the houses I've lost.
She mad because this fool went out and bought a jet ski for over $2,000. And she talking about that's money he could have used on my diamond ring. I get with my girlfriends. They make me feel even worse, putting more pressure on me for not having a ring. Our wedding colors are picked out. He done it all. He let you pick out the wedding colors. He done let you talk about the church, reception place in mine. You done talked about bridal party. You done picked out a honeymoon location. You can talk about this all you want. Quit pressuring me. You want to plan it? Plan it. Where you want to go? We going.
you know her girlfriends are letting her have it.
Pick out your colors.
Two.
Pick out your plates. Pick out
baby.
She done picked the band.
So, baby, what you going to do about flowers, though?
We're going to have nice. Is this a reenactment?
It would be a good one.
Are we reenacting this?
Yeah.
Okay. Get that.
Okay, Jay, I'm the husband you want to get married.
All right, hey, baby, how you doing? What's going on?
I got I'm good. What's up with you, girl?
Got some wedding books I need you to look at.
Wow.
You like these? You like these?
Fresh.
You like these?
Yeah.
You like these? What about this color right here? Fuchsia. I love fuchsia. You like
you
that?
You love fuchsia?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Fuchsia, cool.
Yeah. And how about we going to work on our dance because, you know, me and my daddy gonna do a little dance, and then you and I do a first dance. So you want to work on that later on tonight, the dance?
I could. You know, how old is your? You know, your daddy might not.
Say what now?
Then what
about the dance lessons? What's happening? You talking about my daddy?
What you say about my daddy now?
Oh, your daddy gonna dance?
You better fix it.
You better straighten that up. Because if you don't, I can call his wedding off now.
What?
Don't make me call off these plans because I'll do it.
Because I said something about your daddy?
Yeah, yeah. You about to upset me.
You talking about your old ass daddy?
This is upsetting my spirit, really, truly.
You going to call this wedding off? Well, if that's what you want to do, then I guess it's just off then.
Oh my God.
That didn't take much.
That was quick.
Uh-huh. That was
You know what? I'm through with this.
Oh, cool. Okay. What's for dinner?
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Thank you for that reenactment. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM or at My Girl Shirley. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, guys, people who overdo their job.
Man.
Oh, no. Right. Don't we know them? Yeah. Yes, we do.
All that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get to today's fun comedy segment, People Who Overdo Their Jobs, written, of course, by J. Anthony Brown, we got to give a huge high five and thank you to the people who are doing their jobs, especially in the Carolinas this weekend.
Yes, they
did. The meteorologists, the first responders, the city officials, power and rescue workers, caring volunteers, and more, and just people who sent up prayers and sent money to them. We also hear the Army National Guard has activated nearly 3,000 soldiers to aid in search and rescue, distribute food and water, and clear storm debris. And thank you for doing your jobs. Also, if you want to help those in need in the Carolinas, please donate whatever you can by texting the word Red Cross to 90999. All right?
Yes.
90999. And your help is needed, of course.
Very much appreciated.
All right, so now we want to make you laugh. We want to make you guys smile. Steve,
with some ignorance,
and,
huh?
Jay, tell us about this segment.
All right, this bit here. Before we do the bit, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna be at this weekend. I'll be at Uptown Comedy Club, Atlanta, Georgia. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, two and two, and I'll be here Monday.
I don't do this.
I gotta report that.
All right, the bit is called people who overdo their jobs.
All right,
they just put a little bit too much in this damn job. We think you do a great job, but you overdo. Crossing guards, it don't take all that. It really don't.
Oh,
it don't.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, they gotta keep the baby safe, Jay.
I understand that, but sometimes they put just hey, back on the curb, hey, back up on the, get up on the curb,
It don't take all that. They overdoing. I tell you what,
you got what?
Anybody with a yellow jacket that say event staff.
Oh my God!
You don't. I know where I'm sitting.
You are so right.
It's the same game I was at last week.
Yeah. Can I have some of that?
They just gave me the jacket. Yeah.
Can I just have just a little bit of that?
What?
Any Negro with a clipboard do way too damn much.
Hold on. I like that the key word was Negro.
Negro. Any Negro with, let me see. Harvey. You Steve Harvey, ain't you? Man, I love every show you do. Harvey.
Man,
I watch everything you own.
I got one.
Come on, Steve, you got one.
The mall cop. Outside the mall that today done decided ain't no front door drop-offs. Why you all out? Hey, dog. My mama hip went out. I'm dropping my mama off right. Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
The first guy you see at the car wash, that first guy that tried to sell you that detail, you just want a quick wash in and out.
Yeah.
Let me spray it down. I'm all your time. I don't want that.
Deluxe. And then there's the Supreme.
You want the Supreme or the Supreme Deluxe? I don't want that. I just want a quick car wash. Right. You want the Supreme? I don't want that.
I'm going to tell you somebody. Now, Unc, I'm still out here. I'm young and everything. But when I go to the club and I go to the bathroom, the attendant in there,
you
doing too much. No, I can turn on the wall. I can grab the paper towel. But what I don't need you to do is, how's it going out there tonight? What they in it? What they look like? Who they doing? You seen anything you like? Hey, dog, I'm in here for 2 seconds.
I'm not in here to bond.
I ain't here to make up.
I got one.
Come on,
the usher at church.
Oh my God.
That keep tightening up your row. Just keep adding one more person.
Keep coming back.
Lady.
Yes.
That's so true.
Lady, we ain't got to be packed in here like this.
Right.
Now, there's plenty of space on these other rows. There's room for another scoot over in the name of Jesus.
One more.
So
we got room
you,
for one more.
You tired of standing up.
Man.
People who overdo their jobs.
They overdoing it.
The drive-through attendant, okay? Those ain't your ketchups. Those ain't your napkins. Right. Those ain't your straws. They don't belong to you. Your job is to pass them out, okay?
Yes.
If I want 9, damn it, give me 9, okay?
Hello.
Right.
That's right, Jay.
Oh, man.
One damn napkin.
One.
Yeah.
What the hell I'm supposed to do with this?
Okay. I'm telling you, another person overdo their job.
Who?
Whoever sang in a restaurant, You overdoing your damn job. We are in here for the oysters. That's for you. You ain't got to oversing.
Happy birthday, everybody. Yeah. Happy
every
birthday.
Time. Like, we didn't even know you was going to be here.
Happy birthday.
Come on, huh?
You know who really be doing it now?
Who? Overdoing it, Steve?
These pastors. On Sunday, that act like the damn game
they
ain't
coming
on.
Out.
No, you didn't.
Overdoing they job.
Dog, you know it's football season. You know it's Sunday. And you know this damn game is on.
You sound like my husband. What
you still up here talking about? All us ain't going to heaven, no how.
Come on, Uncle. All the way going.
Close it out, people who overdo their job.
And what you got,
Jay? That was good.
I got one. All right, ladies, let me tell you something. You hit me with the cologne one more damn time, we're going to be fighting up in here, all right? Spray something else. Spray it over here. Spray it.
I love it, Jay.
All right, thanks, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, the guys are going to talk about week 2 of the NFL. Already. Yeah. Okay. Pretty soon it'll be the Super Bowl. Okay. Right after this.
No, it won't, Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to talk football. This is week 2, winners and losers.
Well, Shirley, we can't talk football without Pimpin'.
Well, where is he?
Where's Pimpin'?
You heard from Pimpin'? Anybody?
There he is.
Oh, no, I see him coming.
I smell his cologne.
Here he comes.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, Pippin?
Junior, what's happening?
What's going on, Pippin? How you doing, brother?
Oh, you got the voice. You there, man. You there. Hey, what's up, Jay?
What's up, Pippin, man? Man, you are sharp today. Let me tell you something.
I count this one right here. My cousin made this.
What is that fabric?
Yeah.
What is that material?
No, see, the collar is wolf.
It's wolf.
Yeah, Siberian wolf. Yeah, the coat, the white fur on coat, polar bear.
Wow.
Every animal.
And the cuffs is raccoon.
Polar bear and raccoon.
I'm loving them boots, Pimpin'. I'm loving them, man. Steel boots all the way up to the knee.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. So what's happening, y'all? What's going on?
Hey, Pimpin', week 2 NFL.
Oh, hold on. I ain't speak to the ladies. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Pimpin'.
Well, they
looking great. The whole reason I'm here. What's up? Hey, how you and the Mexican doing?
We're doing fine. He's not Mexican.
That's cool. Listen, you sure got a Mexican name. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though.
It's Ernesto.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Julio. Me and Julio last night, we was jamming. Hey, what's up, Chocolate?
What's up, Pippin?
Ain't nothing with you. What's up, you know?
Chilling.
Yeah, a little ticked off right now. I'm hurting, but we ain't gonna do
Pippin.
This.
Pippin.
So hurt. Go ahead, Junior. Hey, where's Tommy? What's happening?
Come on, Team Tommy.
Jay?
He's celebrating his birthday.
He was at the concert last night.
So he
couldn't make it to work today.
He took his daughter to.
Right.
I ain't saying that.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Took his daughter to the white boy.
Okay, let's get to the game.
Pippin, let's just go and talk football.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all was going to ask me about the movie, White Boy. I was going to say, hey, it's Tommy.
White Boy.
All right, Pippin, so it's funny how you did it week 2, man.
I don't know, man. Hey,
Panthers versus the Falcons, Atlanta won 31-24.
Man, I picked the Panthers, too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Cam dude. Go ahead. I lost that.
You lost that one. All right, what about the Chargers and the Bills? You know you got that one. 31-20
I know I picked
Chargers.
The Chargers.
Yeah, you did
do
that.
Go ahead.
Now, here another pimp. That's a trip. Minnesota, Green Bay, they tied.
Ain't that nothing? I picked Minnesota. Green Bay had a big lead and lost it.
They did.
Damn. You don't normally have the Aaron Rodgers.
No, it don't, Pippin. But let me ask you this though. How you feel about this?
Pimpin' the laugh.
No, pimpin' something else, Jay.
Sounds like he's crying.
But hold on, here's the whole thing though. Cleveland, New Orleans, how that feel?
Oh, Junior, I'm so hurt right here.
You heard him, Junior. Yeah, you cut him deep.
You know, damn, you know, Cleveland, you know, I had this coat was made in Cleveland.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This ain't no polar bear. This polar bear ain't from the North Pole or nothing. This one was in the lake. We found this one in the lake. Lake Erie.
Oh, man.
Swimming from Canada. This one, we went on pound, put him down.
All right, Pimpin, what you do on this one, Pimpin?
I'm hurt, man. I picked the Browns.
Miami, New York
Jets. Wait a minute, Junior. Can I jump in real quick?
Go ahead, Carl. I know how you want to get in.
Pimpin.
Hey, be careful now. Just between me and your husband.
No. Someone tweeted, DMW. He just said, tell Pimpin who that.
Uh-oh, well, tell wow. DMW, you ain't nothing but some damn initials. I ain't finna tell Steve nothing. Steve don't talk to just initials.
Just
initials. Nah, what's what else you got?
All right.
DMW, whatever.
He loves the segment. He said, Pimpin, who that?
Come you got on. The Dolphins and the Jets, man. Miami
I picked the Jets and you Dolphins. Won't they yeah, ass they out? Did, no.
All right, yeah. Here we go. Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
I wow. picked Kansas City.
And they won,
and they
Pippen.
Came back and got them. Go ahead, Junior.
42-37, they did. Yeah. All right, why you doing this one, Pimpin? Philly versus Tampa Bay.
Oh, I couldn't believe it, man. That little white boy. Did you see what he had on after the game, Fitzgerald? Oh, he was straight pimped up. He got all my votes. I lost, though, because I had picked Philly over. How they let this white boy come up in here, man, with this? He looked just like Conor McGregor at the press conference.
With that beard and everything.
Yeah, the beard, there, the cold change. I said, oh, this boy right here got a pimp starter kit.
Tell me what happened on this game right here, Pimpin. Indianapolis versus Washington. What happened right there?
I don't know, man. I picked, who did I pick?
You picked Washington.
Sure did. Just I only did that because we own in Washington.
Shout out to WHUR.
I started to pick luck. Right. I lost another one. Now I'm down 5-2 already.
Well, you already picked this one. You got this one. Arizona versus Los Angeles. That was a 34.
Los Angeles picked it. Yep.
Detroit versus San Fran.
I told you San Fran was going to get them.
Yes, you did, and they did.
I just need one more to get me tied up. What
Come
you
on.
Got?
Oakland versus Denver.
I said Denver.
And Denver won, Pimpin.
It's 5-5.
All
30
right.
seconds. Come on, come
New
on.
England versus Jacksonville. You had picked Jacksonville.
And they did. Duval.
And the last but not least, Pimpin.
Duval.
You picked the Giants versus the Cowboys. I'll be damned.
I picked the Giants.
Cowboys got it. There
you
it
went
is.
Back down, Pimpin. What happened? You went yeah. low on that one, man.
No, you know what, man? I think I tied, though. I was 50-50. Yeah, you did. Them damn Browns hurt me, man.
All right, guys, we'll be back with more of Who the Steve that? Harvey Morning oh, Show.
Man. Don't rush us, Shirley.
Right after this.
Yeah. Who that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, do we have one more game
gotta,
to talk about in the NFL, Junior?
One more game.
Though. Oh, what is it? Go ahead.
Pimpin.
What's
tonight,
what's
Pimpin.
Up, Junior? Go
Monday
ahead.
Night football game tonight, Pimpin. Seattle and Chicago. Who you got?
Oh, man, I'm going to go with Chicago because that they got the number 53 on defense.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Khalil Mack.
You know what? Ain't nobody told him he on defense. I actually think he on offense.
Because he's scoring and everything. Huh,
he just be on the damn ball. You know what I'm saying? I said, this dude right here, man, that Oakland had him too and let him go.
Man,
I'm so hurt, man.
What's wrong, Pimpin?
The damn Brown, Shirley.
You back on the Browns?
They was.
Because you were like so happy last yeah. week.
Is this what it sounds like when pimps cry? Oh, man, this is sad, man.
Hey, I'm tell you what. That's when Prince came to me. I told him, I said, hey, man, you ought to do this song called When Pimps Cry. He said, well, I can't write no song about no pimp. I said, well, what you want to make it about? He said, doves. I said, well, damn. That don't sound like no hit.
Really, Pimpin, really?
I told Prince, I said, that don't sound like no hit, man. when doves cry. When last time you heard them dove cry?
What did it sound like?
Where you was at?
When
you heard
pimps cry. Yeah. Let me hear pimp cry. Let me hear pimp
when
cry.
When pimps cry. Maybe I'm just like your. Maybe I just like your
oh
mother.
My God. I love that pimp.
She's
you
never
real
satisfied. Why do we play with each other? This is what it sounds like
come on.
When pimps cry.
What is it? What is it?
Let me hear the cry.
When pimps cry. You know what I mean?
But see, when they cry, you don't know if they're laughing or crying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't never know. That's why I said,
Jay.
When pimps cry.
Jay, did he say,
they really be laughing.
Yeah.
But when pimps cry, it's really laughing.
Okay.
Because
right.
Pimps don't hurt.
Man.
I know you used to have this dude on your show named Roscoe.
Yeah.
But I wrote a lot of hits, man. I just know I know Carl ain't gonna believe that.
Not one.
I'm sorry, baby. You don't have to, but you know. When pimps cry.
Okay. When they say pivot.
Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when pimps cry. I don't know why he didn't keep that, man, because that damn Christ, even though it wasn't hit, it still ain't make no sense to me.
All right, well, listen.
The whole time I was going to hell, he talking about when doves crying. Right. See, ain't no damn pigeons cry or nothing like that. Black folks ain't even got access to no doves. That's the cold part. Most black people ain't even got access to doves. He been better off writing when pigeons cry.
One more time. Cry us on out of here. We got to...
When pimps cry.
He's really hurting, though, because of Cleveland. But anyway, thank you, Pimpin'. Thank you, Pimpin'. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we will tell you how to help and give back to those in the Carolinas affected by Hurricane Florence. But first, in political news, Steve, now, you remember when President Trump praised his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, flipping or for not
absolutely.
Snitching on him? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Manafort just flipped, okay?
Like in the Soul Circus?
He pleaded guilty and will now cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller. So there you go. And another trial is set to start next week. Manafort.
See, they now it's jacked up because Manafort has admitted to laundering money, being at the meeting that everybody else was at concerning the Russians, bank accounts, fraud, tax evasion. Hey, man, all this is jail time.
Dang like a bird.
What is it? It's all jail.
All this jail time. Dog, I ain't said nothing to you where they give you probation.
But he got a probation charge. You right.
No, all these charges. You damn near ain't got everything except treason stuck on you. So what happens, though, is Mueller is going to give him some considerations before sentencing. Based on what he said. Now, his lawyers would have had to have said to the Mueller team, hey, look, I know we're going to sentence him, but you might want to hear, he might have some information very helpful to you.
Right.
Well, what's he got? Well, we got something, but we need a deal. Well, will you cooperate? Now, he still don't know how much time he's going to get, but what they ain't finna do, they're going to find out what you can tell them and what you'll testify to. Because once you start telling them, you have to agree to testify.
Yeah, because trust and believe, they're after the big fish.
Yeah,
right.
They
give you your sentence.
Tell me something good.
Oh, wow.
Because you ain't making a deal with somebody.
They want Donald J. Trump Jr. That's who they want. I mean, Donald J. Trump. Nah. That's who they want.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
But you know,
hey, y'all got a second? I just want to say something.
Yeah, Manafort is facing 7 counts of foreign lobbying violations and witness tampering in federal court in Washington.
Witness tampering.
Ain't none of that probation.
Witness tampering? That's right up there with kidnapping, partner. Oh, that high. Witness tampering affecting the judicial system?
All right, thank you. We will be back with closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this at 49 After.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get out of here, before we get to Steve's closing remarks, we want to remind people to please keep praying for our neighbors and friends along the southern East Coast. Florence, torrential rainfall, damaging winds, flooding, and power outages. Because of all of that, you can help people affected by a disaster, big or small, by donating to the Red Cross. Please give what you can by texting the word Red Cross to 90999. That's texting the word Red Cross to 90999. As we know, every little bit helps. And please keep praying. Now, Carla, you had an interesting weekend. You did a walk in your hometown of Houston.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
For breast cancer.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Sister Strut, our 3K walk that we did, sponsored by Cracker Barrel, one of our favorite restaurants, Steve Harvey. Cracker Barrel giving back. But it was a fantastic walk. It was in Memorial Park. Junior, you're familiar with that in Houston.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And my grandmother saw you this weekend.
Oh, wow. Did she come up to me?
No, she didn't come to. She ain't like that. She just wanted to say, just tell me she saw you.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet. Well, thank you to your grandmother for coming out. Plenty of Houstonians came out, supported Breast Cancer Sister Strut 3K Walk. We walked to raise awareness to fight to end breast cancer. So thank you to all of our listeners in Houston and our home station, 104.5 KISS FM. Mm-hmm. Steve, Shirley, crew, next stop, Shirley and I are going to Chicago. Sister Strut. Yep, Shirley's going with me. Yep, October 13th on my birthday, my 50th birthday.
You know,
we are walking.
Yeah. You know, Carla, you know why Junior Grandma may come up to you and say nothing?
Why?
Because old people don't like to get played.
Grandmother? What do
no,
you mean?
No, but it ain't that you would. It's just that they take everything wrong.
Oh.
See, this is how to go. Hey, Carla, how you doing? Well, hey, how are you? Who are you? I'm Junior's grandmother. Junior's who? Oh, okay.
Right there. Right there.
Trying to be sweet, huh? You call that sweet, now you're going to act like you don't know Junior? Then it just went ugly for you right away. Hey, let me give you this for a closing remark today. Mm-hmm. I want to try to put people's mind at ease because on your way to success, you're going to find out that some decisions are going to get made about you that you have no say-so in. Listen to me carefully. On your way to success, on the road to success, some decisions going to be made about you that you have no idea they're being made about you. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. The more successful you become, the more people talk about you. And what's crazy about this is, the people that's talking about you, most of them don't even know you. On the way to success, let me tell you about hate. Some people only hate you because of the way other people love you. Some people only hate you because of the way other people love you. And that's really true, man. Some people just see people heaping praise on the person. Now all of a sudden they got a problem with that person. You see a person getting the credit that you ain't getting, all of a sudden you get the problem with the credit. You get somebody up here talking about, man, how great a person is. All of a sudden now here comes somebody want to find something wrong with them. Some people only hate you because of the way other people love you. But I want to share this with you here. This is really important. these people that are making these decisions about you that you know nothing about, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm going to give you what I learned. Somebody sent this to me today, and I said, man, I'm going to share that. Somebody sent this to me, a slogan. It said, all of a sudden, they stop talking to you. I'm going to repeat it. All of a sudden, they stopped talking to you. Don't trip. Because God will sometimes cut off an infection to keep it from spread. Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
This is really good, sir. Man. All of a sudden, they stop talking to you. Don't trip. Because God will sometimes cut off an infection to keep it from spreading. See, a lot of people that's walking out your life, don't trip about that. Sometimes God just do you a favor. Sometimes God will just sometimes cut off an infection just to keep it from spreading. I can't tell you how many times I've appreciated God doing something like that for me when at first I didn't quite get it. Oh, man, why they trip? Man, I thought they was cool. Man, why they do this to me? Man, why did this happen to me? Man, why did they take that from me? Man, why did they go over there and say that about me? It don't trip. Sometimes God gets rid of the infection so it don't spread. Ain't that good news? If you look at it that way, it's so helpful, man. Don't be blown away with people who somehow you find have worked their way out your life. You probably needed that to happen. And sometimes that's a good thing. So they quit talking to you all of a sudden. Don't trip. It was probably God, because sometimes he'll cut out the infection to keep it from spread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep cutting out all my infections.
Amen.
Amen again.
You know, yeah. Even if I like them, just cut them out. Well, have a great weekend, y'all.
Monday.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.